Good morning, reporting for WFIW News. I'm Tom Levine. It is time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. An Enfield man was seriously injured following an ATV accident Thursday evening. According to a release from the White County Sheriff's Department, Douglas Westfall was operating a four-wheeler on County Road 1800 when, at approximately 6:35 p.m., he lost control and rolled the ATV. Westfall was thrown from the vehicle. The White County Ambulance Service responded and treated Westfall at the scene. Due to injuries received in the accident, Westfall was transported by air evac to St. Mary's Hospital in Evansville. WFIW News Time is 7:16.
When you do business in local communities, word gets around pretty quickly as to whether or not you can be trusted to keep your promises. As Indiana's only American-owned oil refining and production company, Country Mark has been making promises to our customers for almost 100 years. More importantly, we've been keeping them. Maybe that's because our employees come from the same place our oil does, right here in the Midwest. Country Mark, get more per gallon.
It's Ram Truck Month at Holzhauer Auto and Motorsports in Nashville. Save big on a great selection of new Ram trucks, like a 2017 Ram Tradesman Regular Cab, only $25,469. Tax, title, license, and dock not included. Rebates and discounts have been applied. See us on Facebook or go to Holzhauer's.com. Holzhauer Auto and Motorsports, Route 127 North in Nashville. We make car buying fun again.
A Mill Shoals man was arrested Friday morning by Carmi police for DUI after failing to use his turn signal. 52-year-old Tony Staten was pulled over at the intersection of Oak and 6th Street at 2:12 a.m. Staten showed signs of impairment and after a field sobriety test was taken into custody on a charge of DUI drugs. He was transported to the White County Jail. He was later released after posting a $100 bond. Staten was also cited for failure to signal when required. A status hearing for Richland County murder suspect Glenn Ramey has been backed up once again. The newly scheduled hearing will be in April. The 53-year-old Ramey is facing a first-degree murder charge and a charge of predatory criminal sexual assault. He's charged in the Thanksgiving Eve 2016 death of 8-year-old Sabrina Stauffenberg in Alney. Ramey is currently being evaluated as to his fitness to stand trial. He remains in the Richland County Jail in Alney under $10 million bond. Cassandra A. Goldman, Wabash County State's Attorney, reports that Reuben A. Corzine, a 29-year-old Browns man, was sentenced to the Illinois Department of Corrections by Circuit Judge Christopher L. Weber in Wabash County Circuit Court. Goldman said that the defendant was charged February 9th with possession of weapons by a felon, a Class 3 felony, and a reckless discharge of a firearm, a Class 4 felony. Mr. Corzine was sentenced to 2 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections to be followed by 1 year of mandatory supervised release. Sentences will run concurrent. An 18-year-old Salem man facing attempted murder charges in connection with a shooting incident at a party in January had a new felony case filed against him in Marion County Circuit Court on Thursday. Tyler Caswell is now also facing a Class 2 felony charge of possessing a stolen firearm in addition to Class X felonies for 2 counts of attempted murder, 2 counts aggravated battery with the discharge of a firearm, 2 counts Class 1 felony aggravated discharge of a firearm, and 3 Class 4 felonies, 2 for reckless discharge of a firearm, and 1 for obstruction of justice. Caswell is accused of shooting 21-year-old Jacob Joyner and 21-year-old Jacob Hayes during a dispute at a party in Salem. Both Hayes and Joyner were taken to hospitals in St. Louis for treatment of their injuries. Caswell remains in the Marion County Jail, with bail set at $500,000 due to a possible conflict of interest. Marion County State's Attorney Bill Milner has recused himself, and a special prosecutor has been assigned to the case. On Thursday, the special prosecutor sought to have the new case and the initial case joined. Both prosecution and defense confirmed the case for March 27th jury trial and a March 23rd motions hearing. A Mount Vernon man initially agreed to a negotiated plea on Wednesday to falsely making a terrorist threat, but then he rejected that agreement. 41-year-old Travis Burgess had initially made the threat on social media. That threat led to a formal charge for Class 1 felony falsely making a terrorist threat. Burgess could face a prison term of between 4 and 15 years in prison or probation. During a hearing to announce a plea agreement in exchange for pleading guilty, it was announced that Burgess will have no attached sentence as part of a partially negotiated agreement and instead will be released, placed on home confinement, ordered to undergo counseling, prohibited from using social media, visiting a school or a movie theater, and from using or possessing a firearm. Burgess indicated that he did not believe that he made a threat and had reservations about pleading guilty. He also indicated a resistance to use medications in his counseling treatment. A follow-up case will take place on Friday at 1:30. Burgess was returned to the Jefferson County Justice Center. He's being held on $100,000 bond. WFIW News Time is 7:21.
This is Sean Rush announcing March's Mulebacker Month at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. It's my pleasure to sponsor the Fairfield Mules pregame show on this radio station year after year, and I'm happy to extend my support of the Mules beyond this year's exciting sports seasons. So through March, when you buy any mattress set at Rush Appliance, I'll donate $100 to the Mulebackers. So join me in supporting your hometown team at your hometown mattress dealer, Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield, where delivery, removal of old bedding, and customer service is always free in the lower 48.
MJ, the farmer's daughter, has lost her mind again and is making all downstairs dresses half price. These dresses originally start at just $10 and go to $4.99, and MJ is taking these already low prices and slashing them in half. She has dresses priced to sell in all styles, including bridesmaids, wedding, homecoming, and prom. A sale this good can't last forever, so come in before MJ realizes what she has done. Find us under the purple awning at 203 East Main Street in downtown Fairfield, Illinois.
Fairfield FFA had a successful night at Section 23 FFA Quiz Bowl and public speaking at Flora High School recently. A Quiz Bowl team of Emily Titzer, Lex Gonzalez, Katie McCleary, Macy Clark, Derek Estes, and Lane Harvey placed second overall in the double elimination tournament. In the public speaking event, Lex Gonzalez placed third in JV extemporaneous speaking. Katie McCleary placed second in JV prepared speaking. Macy Clark, JV extemporaneous speaking, and Derek Estes in varsity extemporaneous speaking. These students will advance to District 5 public speaking at SIU in April. The Sisney FFA public speaking contestants enjoyed a successful evening at the March 16th Section 23 FFA public speaking career development event, which was held at the Flora High School. For Sisney, Carly Dagg was first place in JV prepared speaking, Rebecca Muggridge second place varsity prepared speaking, George Riley Gill first place JV extemporaneous speaking, Julia Konopasek second place for JV extemporaneous speaking, Sarah Tim second place in Creed speaking, Bailey Lewis third place in Creed speaking. Rebecca Muggridge and Sarah Tim will advance to District 5 competition at SIU Carbondale in April. Illinois Comptroller Susan Mendoza says the state's backlog of unpaid bills has now reached more than $12.8 billion. She reports that figure is at an all-time high for Illinois. Mendoza puts it into perspective. She says, we have in the state of Illinois a population of 12.8 million people. That means every single man, woman, and child is now on the hook for $1,000 worth of unpaid bills. It's unprecedented, and it's frankly pretty disgusting. Mendoza says the backlog is causing significant strain on vendors, social service agencies, and others who do business with the state. Most people are on a 6 to 7 month cycle, but there are some folks, because we don't have appropriation authority, that are waiting on bills that are over 2 years old. Mendoza says the state going 21 months without a budget is unconscionable and urges lawmakers and the governor to work together to get a spending plan in place. Governor Bruce Rauner has taken his confrontation with the state's largest public employee union to the Supreme Court. The Republican announced Friday that his office has asked the High Court to uphold a labor board ruling in his favor. The ruling last fall allowed Rauner to impose his preferred contract conditions on 38,000 members of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Council 31. But an appellate court put the brakes on Rauner 2 weeks ago. It prohibited Rauner's action until it could be determined whether the labor board ruling is appropriate. AFSCME has been without a contract since June of 2015. Negotiations dating to early 2015 have been unsuccessful, and Rauner's team quit negotiating a year ago. Rotter says he's made common sense offers, AFSCME disagrees, and wants to keep bargaining. 16 seniors at Wayne City High School officially signed up for summer and fall classes at the Run Lake College this week as part of College Signing Day. Academic advisors were on campus to fill students in on the next steps after high school graduation. Run Lake College academic advisors will visit Christopher, Waltonville, and Woodlawn High Schools next week to register interest as seniors for classes at Run Lake College. Advisors will also visit all 13 in-district high schools in the coming weeks. Registration for summer 2017 is going on now for all students with classes starting the week of June 5th through 9th. Fall 2017 registration for sophomores begin Monday, April 3rd by appointment. For incoming students, fall 2017 enrollment appointments begin Monday, April 17th. The fall semester begins the week of August 14th through the 18th. Two local residents took top honors recently at a major archery event. Lee Woods of Ellery and Jacob Webb of Fairfield competed at the IBO Winter National Archery Competition at the Rock Castle Shooting Center in Kentucky last weekend. Lee Woods placed first with a score of 404. Jacob finished second with a score of 400. Both competed in the Master Hunter class. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Price being paid for local crude oil is $41.75. That's unchanged from yesterday. Turning now to area deaths, 82-year-old Virginia Ann Cochran died at her home on Sunday due to complications from Alzheimer's disease. Per Ann's wishes, her body will be cremated and a memorial service will be held today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Fairfield. Burial of the ashes will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation is from 1 o'clock until the service time at the church. For those who wish to do so, memorials can be made to the First United Methodist Church in Fairfield or to the Alzheimer's Association and will be accepted at the church or at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of all of the arrangements. Barbara J. Klotfelter, 85, of West Salem, died Saturday, March 11th, at her home in West Salem. Barbara is survived by three daughters, Cindy Hannah of Alney, Karen Harris of Casper, Wyoming, and Kelly Klotfelter of Chicago. Six grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild also survives. She's also survived by her sister-in-laws, Tony Bell Proveen and Camilla Billy Tyler of West Salem, Shirley Ann Flickinger and Judy Klotfelter of Bone Gap, Adrian Rennie Gillard of Albion, and Sally Dobbs of West Salem. A memorial service to celebrate the life of Barbara J. Klotfelter is scheduled for Saturday, March the 25th at 11 a.m. at the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. Memorials can be made to the Hospice of Southeastern Illinois at 800 East Locust Street in Alney. The Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of all of the arrangements. 77-year-old Dahlgren resident William Lee Bell died Monday at St. Louis University Hospital. He was a heavy equipment operator and was employed by Morris Brothers Farms. Survivors include his wife, Carolyn Rose Bell. Graveside services for William Lee Bell will be at 10 o'clock today at the Crouch Cemetery in Belle Prairie. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all of the arrangements. WFIW News Time is 7:29.
Surgery, pediatrics, sports medicine, biomechanics, and trauma. As a podiatrist, I treat it all. I'm Dr. Tom Sahi, and I'm seeing patients on Mondays at the CCH Medical Clinic in Flora. If you are suffering from heel pain, nail disorders, bunions, stress fractures, gout, diabetic foot problems, or any foot, ankle, or lower leg discomfort, please call 877-248-FOOT to make an appointment to see me, Dr. Sahi, foot and ankle specialist, board-certified foot surgeon.
This is the time of year to enjoy March Madness with Wabash TV Services. Sign up today for Wabash TV and receive free installation and your first month of service free when you sign a two-year agreement. Watch the game in HD and score points with your family. You don't have to jump through hoops to get the best deal in town. Simply call 665-3311 to sign up. Wabash, your local connection. Certain limitations may apply. Call for more details.
Taking a look at sports and college baseball today at 3 o'clock, Frontier is heading to Alney Central College for a doubleheader. High school softball, it's the Fairfield Spring Swing. Of course, Fairfield, Carmi, Edwards County, Heron, Mount Vernon, NCOE, Salem, and St. Elmo are all taking part. High school baseball at the spring kickoff tournament at Weber. Fairfield will be playing CZR at 3 o'clock today in the championship game. Also, high school baseball, Edwards County tournament is today at 10 o'clock, has Edwards County playing Wayne City. At noon, Wayne City will face Sisney. At 2, Sisney will face Oblong. At 4, Oblong will face Edwards County. Spring training baseball yesterday, the Mets beat the Cardinals 16-2. Mets face the Cardinals today, first pitch at 12:05. Listen, as the Cardinals face the Mets at Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, our broadcast begins at 11:45 today on WOKZ 105.9. All right, break out the bracket. Let's take a look at what happened in NCAA men's basketball yesterday. In the Midwest Regional, Michigan topped Oklahoma State 92-91, Oregon over Iona 93-77, Louisville topped Jacksonville State 78-63, then the monkey wrench flew in. Rhode Island beat Creighton 84-72, Kansas over UC Davis 100-62, and it was Michigan State upsetting Miami 78-58. In the East, Baylor over New Mexico State 91-73. It was USC topping SMU 66-65, Duke over Troy 87-65, and South Carolina beat Marquette 93-73. In the South, Arkansas over Seton Hall 77-71. North Carolina pounded Texas Southern 103-64. It was Wichita State upsetting Dayton 64-58. Cincinnati on top of Kansas State 75-61. Kentucky over North Kentucky 79-70. And UCLA beat Kent State 97-80. Spring training baseball yesterday, as I said, the Mets beat the Cardinals 16-2 yesterday. Cubs beat the White Sox 7-3. Kansas City on top of Milwaukee 8-5. Cincinnati over Cleveland 7-3. Baltimore beat Pittsburgh 8-6. Arizona over Oakland 3-2. Texas beat the Angels 6-5. Seattle beat Arizona 8-5. Cleveland edged Texas 3-2. Colorado over San Francisco 5-1. Seattle beat the Dodgers 5-2. San Diego topped the Dodgers 3-2. It was Houston over Boston 6-2. Yankees shut out Detroit 3-0. Houston edged Atlanta 5-4. Toronto over Philadelphia 7-5. Washington and Miami tied at 5. And Minnesota beat Tampa Bay 4-2. NBA, Washington on top of the Chicago Bulls 112-107. The Magic beat Phoenix 109-103. It was Milwaukee over the Lakers 107-103. Philadelphia topped Dallas 116-74. It was Boston edging Brooklyn 98-95. Toronto on top of Detroit 87-75. New Orleans beat Houston 128-112. And Miami beat up on Minnesota 123-105. National Hockey League, it was Florida over the Rangers 4-3 in a shootout. Pittsburgh beat New Jersey 6-4. Calgary topped Dallas 3-1. And it was Buffalo doubling up Anaheim 2-1 in a shootout. Now, here's the WFIW Fairfield area weather for today. Mostly sunny skies. Today's high will be around 55. Clear skies tonight with a low of 30. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow's high will be around 60. The outlook for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, partly cloudy on Monday. Monday's high 72 with a low of 45. Evening showers on Tuesday, a high of 55 and low of 35. And mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. Wednesday's high will be around 55 with a low of 30. Yesterday in Fairfield, the high temperature was 60, the overnight low 38. It is now 39 in Fairfield. And reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.